So as you know, I've never been a big fan of Apple's Face ID for one simple reason. It doesn't recognize me, and I have to type in my passcode over and over and over again. I miss Touch ID. It was so much better. But now we can really see why Face ID is not ready for prime time. Ask anybody wearing a mask who is trying to get their iPhone to open up. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. So first of all, you have to know this. Apple has a simple answer for you to why won't my iPhone recognize me in a face mask? Because it's not supposed to. Quote, Face ID is designed to work with your eyes, nose, and mouth visible, Apple said in a statement. And in fact, they discourage you from trying any of those Face ID hacks that are all over online to try to tweak Face ID to recognize you with a mask. How it works is that you re-educate Face ID to your face by putting a mask on half of your face, thus fooling the system. And Apple says that if you do that, you're going to screw up your iPhone. It will not be as secure. Right. It still shines a light on this big problem. Samsung phones are stressing their fingerprint sensor over the facial recognition. My editor, Michelle Malte, gave it a try, trying to see if she could open up the Samsung Galaxy phone wearing a mask and using facial recognition, and she pulled it off. I don't know what that says about a Samsung Galaxy phone, that it's easier to crack into than an iPhone. I'm not sure. But I know she's happy because, at least in California, you're supposed to be wearing a mask out in public, particularly when you walk into a store. Now, Michelle also tried opening up a phone inside of a sealed plastic bag, which some people are doing when they're out shopping. She got both the iPhone and the Galaxy S10 Plus to open up nicely. That's your update from the world of masks and bags. Apple, if you're listening, please ditch Face ID. It clearly is not for us. We miss the fingerprint, an iris sensor, anything but Face ID. Listeners, what's been your experience with Face ID? Does it ever work for you? Does it work part of the time? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.